Hey guys, welcome to episode 70 of 4-Player Animecast. It is the 17th of June, 2017, and we are at finally our summer 2017 preview show. So we've been going through a whole bunch of bumps lately. Again, in our most recent season, we've had some good shows. We've had a couple of pretty bad shows, and to be quite honest, it was actually a surprising find. Like, good kind of shows like Soccer Quest and Alice the Zoroku, how it kind of ended up being, Sukigakure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and some of the worst ones like Recreators, whatever. And we talked about those before, but I mean, what do you guys think of sort of the overall, turn of how the spring 2017 season ended up, Dark?
I think it's all right. There are a bunch of shows I've been watching, but I mean, some of them are like not great. I don't think Recreator is very good.
Yeah,
But
I
I
mean,
think
okay.
the
So okay.
Did it get? Are
Let me
you
ask.
saying it got better or worse
No, it
overall?
got real bad.
It got worse. But so at the beginning, actually, we were all kind of like apprehensive, right? We weren't really like hyped so much as it was apprehensive because it was made by the Alnoa Zero team, and we know how Alnoa Zero ended up being, right?
Was that pretty good?
So how did that sort of emotional roller coaster end up being? Like starting from like even before when you watched the series.
I mean,
Like
I don't really know how to describe it.
you came in low. I think there were some gleams of hope in it, like when we're just like, oh, these guys are going, pretty sort of meta in a sense. And then they started to do this whole like, Toisaki Aki voicing the Nazi girl and everything, like world building, and it's like because these fictional characters are coming into the universe, it's destroying the fabric of the world or something like that, and then they started, fighting each other, right?
Yeah, it was pretty stupid.
Yeah. So that kind of messed things up, but I think overall, like besides Recreators, besides Sakura to Reset, I think most of it was all right, right? Would you say that there are other ones that were really kind of.
I don't know. I didn't watch like everything, but everything that I did check out, like those are kind of the only real ones that I can think of that were not very good at all. I think overall it was an all right season. I think we've definitely had better. Probably also had worse.
Okay, so I guess for me, again, the standout stuff was sort of battling back between Sukigakure and Alice Zoroku. Obviously, these actually haven't finished yet. Since we are recording this mid-June, they will finish on, I guess, third week of June, and then that leads into the first week of July, which are the new summer 2017 series. But those two, as biased as I might be towards, slice of life, slower character interaction stuff, were sort of the standout stuff for me. Alice Zoroku, we kind of expected, or we anticipate rather, because of the premise, because of the studios and stuff like that. Sukigakure less so, although I was also pretty hyped about it. And Sakura Quest too, right? Because it was the PA Works series of the season, right?
Yeah, I mean, it said it was going to be in the same line of Shirobako and Hanasaki Rōra, so it had big shoes to fill,
Yeah, it
and
had very big shoes to fill.
I think it's doing a pretty solid job. But
Yeah.
it is worth noting that that series is also going to be 25 episodes, apparently. So we're not out of it with that yet.
What was actually surprising to me was that this season, like, I mean, there are fan service shows every series, but the issue is, like, there's usually one or two that's, like, cheesy enough and, like, actually, like, okay enough to, like, watch. But, this time around, I didn't feel like. I mean, Busou Shoujo Machiavellism or Machiavellianism, whichever one you want to call it, came close to being good, but then it kind of started just sinking down. And everything else was also kind of mediocre. Like Akashic Records, right? Akashic Records was just. Oh, dude, like. The series, like I don't know what to say. It was terrible. Like the types of drama that it created, the fucking terribly mediocre resolutions it had. You know, you just gotta be independent, just think for yourself, haha, like that sort of thing, right? And, you know, everything else is not very good in terms of, like, fan service, so it was kind of surprising, in my opinion. I know you watched the Akashic Records, too, but...
I mean,
I think you
had
higher hopes than I did for that.
Yeah, I had dropped it. Well, I mean, I thought that they were going to get into some interesting stuff. Like, I wasn't, like, clamoring for it, but I thought that they were going to do some cool stuff with how the magic works and everything, but they really didn't.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, in that sense, I was pretty disappointed with it. But I would say it was... It started out all right with, like, the first few episodes, but then the problem is that it started getting into shit like, just, like, dumb stuff where these random people would be invading the school and stuff, and it's like, well, who...
Yeah, and, the, like, and then it's like, they're like, oh, well, this time we're targeting one of you, and it's always the main characters that they're targeting, like, every single time. Like...
Yeah, it's like, I'll be honest with you, I don't fucking care about how she doesn't like her mom anymore or whatever. Like, I definitely...
Yeah, it's like we're targeting, it's like, okay, you're targeting the princess for, like, the third time. We got it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Toast, what about you? How did you feel about this season?
I wanted Love Tyrant to be better.
No, that's true. I mean, okay, yeah. No, okay. You wanted Love Tyrant to be better, but let me ask a follow-up question. Could it have been better?
Yes.
Within the 12 episodes, like, sort
yes.
of thing.
Fix given that damn that shading.
Series. What?
Fix that damn shading.
Well, I mean,
it's
obviously.
It's the shading that throws me off the most out of anything.
You mean give it shading.
Yeah, give it hard lines.
There really was no shading in that entire fucking show. Well, I mean, there was barely shadows and stuff in that show is what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, audiovisuals aside, I mean, I guess you were more disappointed by the audiovisuals than you were by the plot, right? Because the plot was sort of inevitably going to be truncated, in a sense, so...
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
There was sort of, like, no helping it. But... Oh, well. So, with our sort of spring 2017 retrospection aside, I guess we should move on quickly to our spring 2017... Or sorry, summer 2017 preview. Again, we almost always use the ANN list. So please just check up on that if you guys have any questions. You know, ANN upcoming anime, you can search that on Google or wherever. We're also going to have this. We're going to have, like, a list of what we covered on our site, on our posts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as usual, we're not going to cover news just because there's so many series to cover every season. So anyways, moving on. Our first preview, or our first anime to preview, is going to be Senki Zesshou Symphony, or AXE. So, this is, I believe, the fourth season, I want to say, of Symphony Gear. Dark, correct me, because you also are into this series.
Fuck. That's a good question. I think it is, because I think... Well, what is this one called, again? What the fuck
AXE,
is it?
AXE, right?
Yeah, I think the one before this one was like the GX one or whatever, because I think it goes Symphogear, Symphogear G, then Symphogear GX, and now this one.
Yeah.
I think so, there might have been a movie in between it, though, too, so.
Yeah, I mean, whatever makes Nanamizuki more money, right? This is essentially half being carried by Nanamizuki, right? So, oh, by the way, for those of you who are actually watching this on the stream, obviously, unfortunately, for the listener, pure listeners out there, this feature is not available. Well, we are watching the trailers for these sorts of things, so have a little bit more fun just seeing what the artwork is like. But I mean, Symphogear isn't going to change. It's been always, it's been decent artwork, I think, but a little bit janky at times. But who cares, right? It's not a Mizuki. Are you going to watch it? I mean, you finished season one, right, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm finished season one and I'm on to season two. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to wind up checking it out, so.
Yeah. Okay, so I finished season one, like, a long time ago, like, when it came out first. but it concluded again so much. Like, it was so conclusive in a sense that I never really ended up watching season 2 and 3. I feel like I should maybe. Like, it wasn't a terrible series. It was pretty cheesy, but it wasn't terrible. I feel like I should watch more of it, but now I'm, like, 3 seasons behind. It's like Nanoha, where it's like, there's so much of it now that it's so hard to get into.
You know, yeah, what I mean? I mean, at the very least, though, it's only, like, 12 episode shit, so...
Yeah, I guess thumbs up, thumbs down on this. I mean, it's a sequel, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's probably gonna be fine. It's gonna be the usual shit.
Okay, so next up on the list is going to be Fate. Oh, well, I guess Toast. Actually, have you watched Symphogear? I don't think you've watched Symphogear,
no.
Right? I feel like you'd be interested in it, but you haven't watched it.
I don't want to.
Oh, really? Why not? It's like Mecha Girl stuff. It has like Nanamizuki singing. Like, it's not like you'd be super averse to it, right?
But is it better than Kantai Collection?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's definitely better than the fucking Kantai Collection anime. I can tell you that.
First of all, it's better. Second of all, it doesn't even matter. You can still watch both. Like, why does that matter?
A lot better than the fucking anime. So,
yeah, okay. Is it better than Momus? Yes, dog.
Yeah,
it's better than Momus.
Yo, is it better than fucking? Is it better than Berserk 2017?
Yeah. All right, well, moving on. This is the first new series we're going to cover, and it is Fate Apocrypha. I think that's how it's titled. And obviously, it's another spinoff of the Fate universe. There was once a holy war waged by 7 mages and heroic spirits in a town called Fuyuki. However, a certain mage took advantage of the chaos of World War II to steal a holy grail. Several decades have passed, and the Yugdi Millennia family, who took upon the Holy Grail as a symbol, defected from the Mages Association and declared their independence. Furious, the Association sent a force to deal with the Millennia, but they were defeated by the Summoned Servants. With the Holy Grail war system changed, war with 7 versus 7 breaks out, and so the curtain rises upon the epoch-making Great Holy Grail War. So again, this is a spin-off, you know. Most of it's just going to be action, right? I believe... Let me pull this... excuse me. If I want to pull this info up, it is made by A1 Pictures, right? It is A1 Pictures here.
Yeah, I think it's the same people who did the Fate Grand Order one recently.
Yes. Directed by Yoshiyuki Asai, who actually hasn't done that much stuff before. Yeah, do you see that list of names, like, at the very end of that trailer, dude? Literally just, like... by the way, like, I'm going to list some of the voice actors off of this, but essentially they're trying to, like, half of this is being sold by the voice actor list. Like, it's actually kind of silly. But, anyways, Yoshiyuki Asai, who's actually, this project is actually the first time he's, you know, the head director, like, full-time head director of things. Like, before he was, like, doing assistant stuff, doing, like, in-between whatever, stuff like that. This is his first full-time job, actually. The rest of it's being done by the usual, like, A1 Pictures slash, you know, like, Fate Grand Order team. And again, the voice acting cast is pretty big. Like, Ruler being done by Sakamoto Maya, Nonaka Ai, Berserker Black, Akasaki Chinatsu, Kato Emidi, Junichi, Suabe Junichi, Nomura Kenji, let's see this, Sawashiro Miyuki, let's say Okubo Rumi, Hayami Saori. Like, this is like, it's like pulling all the names. Like, give me every name kind of thing going on. So, I think, the VA is good. The VA is good. The VA is good, and I think the... audio visuals are going to be solid, right? It's A1 Pictures. I mean, other than overworking people to death, right? They've always kind of run smooth stuff, right? So, I guess it's going to be okay. As long as it's not, like, going to draw too heavily upon the universe, it's probably going to be also a good, you know, show for the casuals and everything. So, I think it's going to be okay. Even if it's done by a relatively newbie director, first full-time head director. So what do you think about
it? I mean, it might be all right. I'm probably going to watch it because it's got what's it called in it? It's got can't remember the name now. It's got Jack and it's got the other Saber in it. I can't remember her fucking name.
Saber of but, Red.
Yeah, Saber of Red. It's got like the trap character, so you know, it's gonna be pretty cool. I think it'll be pretty good.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'd like to have seen it from UFO Table, but that would mean that the movie would never come out. Even more so than it's not coming out. So
asking UFO Table to do a project is like asking them to delay 5 years on the other project. So
yeah, so it's like may as well have this come out. Like there's really no reason for you know, I don't know. I think it looks better than Grand Order already from the trailer. So
oh yeah, for sure.
Like
for sure.
The animation looks a lot better than Grand Order, so I'm okay with that already. So yeah. All right. And so it looks alright. It's got cool characters.
Yeah, the animation looks fun, so it should be alright. Toast, thumbs up, thumbs down. You're probably thumbsing up this, right? Thumbing up.
What?
Thumbs up, thumbs down?
On what? Oh.
On the series you're talking about?
On the trailer, you seem to keep pausing.
Thumbs up, thumbs down on Fate Apocrypha.
I mean, I'm gonna watch it. I read the light novels. They're pretty good. I like a majority of the characters in it.
Is it? Yeah, is it? Good. It's mostly action. This is mostly just gonna be like action porn, right?
No.
Is that what it seems like? Or
there's a lot of talking.
Okay.
I mean,
it's Kinoko Nasu, so there's
going to say that the people who like Fate Zero, but did not like Fate Stay Night and Blade Works and all that much, they would
UBW?
Probably gravitate more towards Apocrypha than to the They'd probably like Apocrypha more than they did like
UBW.
The original Fate route. And,
oh, original Fate?
Works.
Are you talking about Dean? Or are you
no,
talking about UBW?
No. I think you're talking about Zero, right?
I'm talking about... No, people who like Zero would like Fate Apocrypha more than they did...
UBW.
And the original Fate anime.
Yeah, well, the original Fate, that's not a high vibe, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, what are you calling the original Fate?
Yeah, I guess
that's the Dean stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Dean
well,
stuff. Yeah. I mean,
and
okay.
Mostly
that's
Unlimited Blade Works because that's the new one. This one has a lot. This one has a whole cast of characters to go through, and it's not focusing on Shiro. So,
That's the important part. It's not just like the same sort of timeline again. Yeah, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
So it's probably gonna be thumbs up. I might maybe check it out.
I'll have more to say after I finish it because I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah, again, Tuss is reading the light novels, I believe. So, yeah. So good, good shit all around. Hopefully, it'll turn out well. A1 Pictures won't like drive someone to suicide again, etc., etc., etc.
Who's your favorite servant that you're looking forward to?
Whichever one's being voiced by Ishigami Shizuka or Shizuka Ishigami or whatever, because she's the one who did. She's the one who does the Swordcraft girl in Shadowverse, right? So,
you mean. I was about to say Jack Black. Assassin of Black?
Yes, yes. No.
Oh,
that's not it. That's not her. It's Selenique. Selenique.
Is it Berserker of Red?
No, it's the one right below her. Selenique Ice Code Millennia.
Who's that? I don't know.
Toast, can you read the list? Holy shit. Alright, we need to move on.
What's her name again? I Nonoka?
Fucking Kana Hanazawa. That's who's voicing, alright? Listen.
Ishigami Shizuka, Toast. Anyways, next series is Hina Log from Luck and Logic. Leonis Yelstratova is a naive princess of a small nation who goes to Hokkaido to enter ALCA. An educational institution dedicated to teaching logicalists who uphold world peace. Leonis enters Class S and encounters many unique classmates, including logicalist Nina Alexandrovina. Why are all these last names so weird?
Because they're not Japanese, Spire. Maybe this
but they're
is
all
a
in
foreign
Hokkaido.
Country. Maybe they're foreign exchange students.
They're just foreign, like, Eastern European students, like, in Hokkaido.
Maybe.
All right. Honestly, I mean, this seems like one of those usual like girls in a club, except not really, like girls doing school life plus.